Well, here's a point of entry for sure.
Yeah, you think? What gave it away?
Back door's clear.
Sherlock freaking Holmes.
Holy shit. Did that just happen? I'm crouched peeking over the windowsill inside next-door neighbor Helen's garage. There are a couple of cops at Lucinda's back door, but I can also see the police cars out front where the cops have Miranda's killer in handcuffs.
It was an accident, man! Ask this guy! Just a damn misunderstanding is all, officer! Go ahead and ask him. We was just on the stairs and she fell.
Yeah, yeah. Watch your head. I see you back at the station, Phil.
Okay. We won't be too long here. So, you say you were just out walking before all this, right?
Yeah. I couldn't sleep. I saw the woman go in the front door, and then I spotted this guy creeping through the backyards. I went in to try to warn her.
Well, if it was an accident, you probably just wanted to rob the place and didn't think anyone would be home. Thanks for your cooperation. It's been a long night. Why don't you let me drive you back to your place? That is, if you've finished your walk.
Thanks. Sounds good. Yeah, that'll teach me to go wandering after midnight.
Great. It's Helen walking her dog.
What's going on, officer? Is it safe for me to walk Missy?
There was an incident next door, ma'am, but it's over now. Please give us a call if you see anything suspicious going on over there.
Oh, come on. Haven't I waited long enough? I'm never getting out of here.
Hush, Missy.
They're leaving. Do your business. Good girl.
I'm at the back door of the garage, hand on the knob, getting ready to make a run for it now that it's quiet out there and the cops seem to be gone. Mason might come back, but he has no way of knowing where I am. Gotta make a run for it while Helen's out front. I can't stay here any longer. Wait, what the hell? I notice there's a big old car in the garage under a dust cover. It's not the compact car I've seen Helen drive, which is usually parked out front. And sticking out from under the tarp, I can see the right front bumper is mangled. No way. This is the car. The one that nearly ran me over. Which means it wasn't Miranda trying to kill me. Oh my God.
All right, baby. That's enough fresh air for tonight. What is it, Missy May? Caught wind of a bunny or something?
Stunned, I stumble backwards into a mounted rack of tools. Oh, shit! A pair of shears tumbles from the rack.
What was that?
By the time the garage door is halfway up, I'm ducking under and out, sprinting with the shears in hand, at least some kind of defensive weapon. All this time, it's been her. The nosy lady next door. Poor Lucinda.
Lucinda? Are you there? Are you with me? Please don't leave me alone with her.
Helen. All this time it was Helen.
When I get to the cemetery wall, I fling the shears over it so I can use two hands when I jump. The dog snags the bottom of my pants leg.
So, Lexi, isn't it? You're the ghost of Dunhill Cemetery, I take it. Where do you think you're gonna run, girl?
You think you can catch me?
I don't want to hurt the mutt, but she won't
let go!
I hoist myself to the tree branch.
Hang on now, girl.
Now Helen's got hold of my leg.
We need to talk. So you can kill me like you killed Lucinda? Not a chance!
I pick up the shears and head into the cemetery grounds. In the moonlight, I see a shovel left on the ground as I run past an open grave. Newly dug. I just hope it isn't my own.
Why, Lucinda? Why did she do it?
It must be the house.
What do you mean, Lucinda?
She wanted me to sell the house.
You're gonna kill the whole development deal. They won't buy my house if you won't sell them yours. Why are you being so stubborn?
Every good memory I have is in that house. I couldn't do it.
I duck behind a stone angel.
Why did you do it, Helen? she was in the way. All she had to do to save me was agree to sell, but she was a stubborn old bitch. She forced my hand. And now you've done the same.
I'm not an old lady you can sneak up on from behind. I have the tips of the shears pressed against the small of Helen's back. Walk straight ahead to the path. We're going to the caretaker's office.
Or what? You'll stab me? You don't have it in you, honey. Me, on the other hand, I'm desperate enough to do anything.
She backhands me into the stone angel, and the shears go flying.
At least when they find your body, they won't have to carry it very far.
Forget it, nutjob. I died once already.
What?
I start to take off.
Come here, you.
But she grabs me by the hair.
Don't make this harder than it has to be.
Hey!
A high-powered flashlight beams down on us. Helen stands behind me, holding the points of the shears to my throat.
Stay back!
The cops are on the way, lady. I haven't talked to the same dispatcher who sent them out to Mrs. Cameron's house. Now let Calexa go!
There's a moment as I guess she's deliberating options, so I use it to slam the back of my skull into her face and take off.
Okay, lady. Hand over the shears. It's all done.
No!
I can hear her getting closer as I head back the way I came. Good. She murdered Lucinda. She stabbed Mason. She tried to run me down with her car. Now she wants to finish me off. But I'm through running. At just the right moment, I leap. Helen can't stop in time. Before falling into the open grave, I reach for the shovel on the ground.
Oh, clever girl. But there's only one way this is going to end.
True. I led you here, Helen. I know every grave and stone. I'm the ghost of Dunhill Cemetery, remember? Don't come back.
This way. I heard something over here.
Stay where you are. Don't move, ma'am.
Damn. What the hell is going on in this town tonight?
I huddle behind a marker for a while to see how it all plays out. It doesn't take long for the police to figure out that Helen's not the victim here.
There's blood all over these shears. And there's a young man on the way to the hospital right now with a severe stab wound that he received on these grounds. Now, ma'am, you want to try to explain all this?
I want a lawyer.
Okay, then. Put your hands behind your back. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You're entitled to an attorney.
I sit on the bed in my crypt, and I can feel her slowly pulling away.
It's time, dear.
I know, Lucinda. You need to be with your family.
You need to get on with your life. There are those here who care about you. Let them help you.
Don't worry about me. Go on, Lucinda.
Goodbye, Calexa.
Go in peace. But I'll miss you so much. What am I gonna do without her? And Mason, what if he doesn't make it? Everyone around me dies.
Calexa? Calexa! Calexa! Where are you?
Damn it, girl.
Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
It's okay. You're like one of them ninjas, girl.
Is Mason...
I was with him all night.
He puts a comforting hand on my shoulder.
Looks like he's gonna be okay.
Can you take me to visit him? I know you're exhausted, but...
I've got to tell you.
Is there a bus? Maybe I could take the bus.
Kalexa, listen to me. A man came to the hospital last night. Not a cop.
What for?
Tried to get in to see Mason.
Was it Griggs? He's Lucinda's lawyer. Or a detective?
I don't know. I barely saw him because he didn't get into Mason's room. The nurse outside told him to go.
We're heading toward Kellner's house, and the truck is parked outside. You think this is about me?
Lucinda was murdered and left her house to a mystery girl, and there are too many stories about the ghost of Dunhill Cemetery. Do I think someone's poking around looking for you? Well, I sure don't think the guy's trying to sell Mason some insurance. You should lay low if this guy is looking for you.
I need to see Mason, please. He almost died trying to save my life. You can keep an eye out for this other guy, right?
All right. A quick visit. No more than 10 minutes. And we're using the stairs instead of the elevator.
Deal. Hey there. You feel like having company?
Sure. I may fall asleep, though.
Mr. Kellner takes up a sentry position outside Mason's room. Mason looks pretty ragged. He's hooked up to an IV and looks kind of pale.
Police have been by a couple of times. They told me some things. Apparently there's this group wanting to buy all the old Victorians around Lucinda's house to tear them down. They want to build a conference center or something. Ms. Pierce was out of work, and the bank was going to foreclose. Selling was her only hope.
But there was no deal, unless all the homeowners agreed to sell, and Lucinda refused. And the crazy bitch killed her for it.
That's about the size of it. Lady thought she'd have enough money to restart her life. Now she's going to spend it in prison.
What about what happened last night?
The police believe about 80% of what I told them.
I can't believe you left me out of it. And the guy who broke in, who killed Miranda?
We made a deal. I'm gonna testify that it was an accident, and he's gonna keep his mouth shut about you being there. He kept his word, and I'll keep mine.
As long as you're okay. Without even thinking about it, I realize I've taken his hand. It feels reassuringly warm, and he smiles at me. He really does have nice eyes, though he's struggling to keep them open. I'd better let you get some rest. Mr. Kellner and I head for the red exit sign above the door to the stairwell.
Maybe it's time you stopped sneaking around and came out of hiding. I'd help, you know. So would Lucinda's lawyer, I bet. If you were public enough...
The person who shot me up with some drug and dumped me in the cemetery wouldn't be able to get to me? We don't know that.
Shot you up? That's pretty specific. You didn't...
It's a memory. One ugly little memory. But it's a start. Maybe it'll be like pulling on a thread and it'll all unravel now. I just feel like if I could get my memory back, I wouldn't be so vulnerable.
At least you'd know who your enemies are.
Exactly.
Mason Kellner?
What?
I have some questions for you, and I don't want to hear any of that bullshit you spun for the cops. Let's talk about the ghost of Dunhill Cemetery.
This has been a graphic audio production of Cemetery Girl Inheritance. Copyright 2015, Charlene Harris Incorporated and Christopher Golden. DBA, Daring Greatly Corporation. All rights reserved. Recorded with the permission of the authors. Unauthorized download and/or duplication is prohibited. Production copyright 2015, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. With performances by Emlyn McFarland as Calexa, Sherry Elliker as Lucinda, Chris Stinson as Mason, Andy Brownstein as Mr. Kellner, Lise Bruneau as Helen Pierce, Casey Platt as Miranda, J.W. Roan as Mr. Griggs, James Lewis as Dix, with Lily Beacon, Jeff Allen, David Jordan, Nick DePinto, Scott Graham, Elizabeth Jernigan, Richard Rowan, Chris Davenport, Bob Payne, and Paul Reisman. Directed and adapted for graphic audio by Richard Rowan. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Nathaniel Perry. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. If you enjoyed Cemetery Girl, be sure to look for the best-selling Brandon Sanderson series, Mistborn, produced in 5.1 surround and also available in stereo download and CD formats from graphicaudio.net.
If you can't find that graphic audio title you're looking for, go to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can select from over 900 titles and 60 series in either CD or high-quality download formats. If you would like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase the whole sets on CD or USB flash drive from graphicaudio.net. At graphicaudio.net, you can now earn loyalty rewards points, redeemable toward future online purchases. You can also get full mobile downloads directly to your phone or tablet with our new Graphic Audio Access app, available on all Android and Apple devices, so you can listen on the go, anytime, anywhere. Call 1-800-670-5220 or visit www.graphicaudio.net. Be sure to sign up for our email newsletter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter.